Phil? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Amen. And that's an amazing love, isn't it? Yes. Paul also wrote in Romans chapter 5 that God commended his love towards us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And for God so loved the world, we'll never understand how great that little word so is, will we? He loved you. Amen. And this morning, Brother Brian is going to come and preach the Word. He goes every other Saturday, Her Heart Assisted Living, does a tremendous job there, and preaches sometimes on Sunday night when Brother Bruce is gone. And so we asked him to come preach this morning. Come on, Brother Brian.
Thank you. Good morning again. I want to thank Pastor Tommy for yielding his time for me. I got a message prepared for you, and I hope you enjoy it. We've been talking about the need to die to the flesh and how leaning to the Spirit and how important it is in our walk with Jesus.
Amen.
So if you would, and you have your Bibles, if you would go ahead and turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, we're going to be in verse 23, and the Bible says, "And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for Jesus and his love that he showed us, Lord, when he went to the cross of Calvary for our sins. And Lord, we just thank you for being with us. We thank you for the opportunity to come and worship in your house today.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that you'd all fill us all with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord, give me the words to speak to your people.
Yes.
Help me, Lord, to feed your flock. Keep me from saying anything that I shouldn't. And just empower me, Lord, with your mercy and your grace that all that we do and say may glorify and honor you. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to dissect, basically, there's a few things to dissect and learn from in this piece of scripture, and I'd like to go over that with you today. So the very first thing that we're going to learn is the invitation. You see, Jesus is inviting us to follow him. In John chapter 1, verse 37 to 39, we see that there's two disciples that are originally following John the Baptist. And after John the Baptist baptizes Jesus, later on, we see that he sees Jesus walking and he tells his disciples, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Well, that struck a nerve in those two disciples because at that point, as much as they enjoyed following John, they realized who they needed to be following. So they went after Jesus, and the Bible says that the two disciples asked Jesus, "Where do you live?" And instead of Jesus just telling him where he lived, he gave them an invitation. He said, "Come and see."
Amen.
And he offers that same invitation to us.
Yes, he does.
He invites us to follow him. And Jesus is also inviting us to submit to him and to learn his ways.
That's right.
And it's so important that we do that. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls."
Mm.
He's telling them, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Well, the importance of the yoke is important. It says in ancient times, a yoke symbolized submission to a master.
Mm.
To be yoked with Jesus is to follow him and to allow him to be Lord and director of our life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The second thing that we find in this piece of scripture is the cost. Let him deny himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus is telling us that follow him means surrendering to his lordship, to die to oneself, and to crucify the flesh.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
No, sir.
It's not easy for us to do that. Choosing to follow the Lord is going to cost you something.
Amen.
It could cost you friendships.
Yeah.
It could cost you relationships.
Right.
It could cost you your job.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to cost you your time.
Yeah.
And it very well may cost you some money.
Yeah. Amen.
But that's why Jesus says, count the cost.
Right.
He says, count the cost. In Luke 14, 28, Jesus said, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?"
Mm.
Following Jesus is going to cost you something.
Right.
Okay.
That's so true.
But whatever the cost may be, choosing not to follow him is going to cost you and I a lot more.
Amen. That's so true.
Now, friends, if you're listening, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Whatever the cost is, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I have lost, since I became a Christian and since I started following Jesus, I lost friends. I didn't leave them. They left me. God will take away anything that doesn't fit His plan.
Amen.
And sometimes we have a hard time understanding that. We want to hold tight onto the things that we think that we need that are so important to us. But Jesus looks at these things and He says, I need these to go because they are not going where I want you to go.
Amen.
If it's not part of His plan, He's going to get rid of it.
Amen.
And the harder we fight these areas that He's trying to work in us, the longer it's going to take and the more frustrating and painful it's going to be.
Right. So true, brother.
But Paul reminds us that no matter what it is, it's worth it. Paul said in Romans 8, chapter 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
Amen.
Paul suffered a lot of things.
Yeah.
Even before he was really saved, first he was blinded.
Yeah.
He was shipwrecked. He was beaten.
Yeah.
He was stoned. And yet, he wrote most of the New Testament from prison.
Amen.
With a peace and a joy in his heart that only God can give you. That's when the Bible talks about there's a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes. Amen.
So while we lose certain things that we think we need, God gives us something better. He
Amen.
Promises He will never withhold goodness from us.
Yes.
See, the whole problem with the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, is that the devil made Eve believe that God was holding out on her.
Right.
God will never hold out on us. He wants what's best for us.
Amen.
The third thing that we find in this piece of Scripture is the duration. And take up His cross daily and follow me.
Amen.
You see, Jesus is reminding us that following Him and denying ourselves is a lifelong daily requirement.
Amen.
For as long as God gives us mercy and grace and allows us to walk this earth with breath in our lungs, we are required to die to self. To be a Christian,
yes.
To die to self. He wants us to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh.
Amen.
Nothing good comes from the flesh. When I'm in the flesh, nothing good comes from that.
Right.
Mm. Arguments happen. Selfishness happens.
Right. Right.
Bittering, strife.
Yeah.
But when I walk in the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
I put others before myself.
Yes. Amen.
I become a servant as Jesus would call me to become a servant.
Right.
I do His will. I look out for the will of others. I look out for the goodwill of mankind. When I'm in the flesh, it's all about me. It's I. You know who else said that?
Mm.
Satan.
Yeah.
Satan said that. I will sit enthroned. I will be like the Most High. I will raise myself above the clouds. Anytime we say I and we get in our selfishness, nothing good can come from
us.
We need to lean to the Spirit.
Amen.
So dying to self, the Spirit, is, and it's not a one and done kind of thing. It's a constant daily surrender to put the Lord's needs before our own. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31, Paul writes, "I die daily." Paul understood that every day, when I wake up, I have to make a conscious decision to say to myself, I am going to die to myself today. I'm going to put other people's needs ahead of my own. And he understands the struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about it when he says, the good that I want to do, I don't do, but
right.
the evil that I don't want to do, that I do. Paul understood the struggle what comes with this, which is why he never said, I died once.
Right.
He never said, I died once, and that feeling of desire went away, the feeling of selfishness. He said, no, every day I need to make a conscious decision that today I'm going to put myself on the back seat and put the Lord's work in the front seat.
Amen.
You know, daily dying to ourselves, our flesh, is necessary if we're ever to walk in His ways in the Spirit.
Yes.
Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh."
Amen.
And none of this is easy.
No.
But there's purpose behind it.
Yes.
See, our flesh, the old man that Paul talks about, is constantly at war with our spirit. That's why Paul says that the two are contrary to one another. The Spirit's fighting the flesh is fighting the Spirit, so that way you cannot do the things that you would.
Amen.
Yes, we are alive in Christ. Yes, we are a new creation. Amen. However, the pull of sin that is still there and will remain until the Lord calls us home. That's why it's so important that we have to walk in the Spirit, because that tug of war battle is always there. And the battle never comes when you're ready for it. I've noticed it when I wake up in the morning and I say, you know what, I'm gonna battle the flesh today and everything. I'm on guard, I'm ready to go. It doesn't show up that day.
Right.
It waits until I'm weak.
Right.
It waits until I'm not paying attention.
Yes.
It waits until something else is going on in my life, and then it rears its ugly head.
Yes.
It's when I wake up in the morning, I'm having a headache or I'm not having a good day, and this person cuts me off in traffic, and they give me the one finger wave.
Yeah.
And then I got to die to self in that moment when my flesh wants to be like, well, I'll wave back at you. But we can't do that.
Right.
Because then if we do that, we're not being set apart.
Right.
We're giving into the flesh. We're not giving into the Spirit.
Right.
And every time we give into the flesh gets stronger.
Right.
And the Spirit gets weaker.
Yep.
Help us, Lord.
But every time we lean to the Spirit gets stronger and the flesh gets weaker.
Yeah. Amen.
The voices that we listen to will determine our outcome of that day and our destiny in the ways that we walk.
Amen.
So how do we do that? How do we walk in the Spirit? Well, it can only be accomplished by spending time in God's Word.
Yeah.
Mm.
Really spending time in His Word, along with consistent fellowship and prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is our lifeline to God. It is our weapon. It is the only weapon we have to fight against evil.
Mm. Yeah.
And we have to utilize it. This is our weapon.
Yeah.
When we go to God's Word and we start reading it, it does something to our soul. It speaks to us. It changes our outlook on things. And we also need to lean on our fellow church members, our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
If you're struggling in some area, go to that person. Say, hey, I'm struggling in this area. Will you pray for me? Will you help me? There's been many times where I've been struggling in an area, and my wife will look at me and say, you need to go talk to Brother Bruce. And I'm grateful and thankful to be able to do that. I'm thankful to be able and grateful to come and talk to any of my church brothers and sisters, because we are all one body under Christ. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron.
Yes, it
does.
So if we neglect that area, all we're doing is allowing the enemy to further beat us down. We have to stay in constant prayer and be connected with the Lord in His Word and in prayer. Jesus said in John 15:4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me.
Yeah. Amen.
He also said that a tree cannot bear fruit unless it's connected.
Yeah.
We have to stay connected to Him. You see, there'll be many people that they confess that they believe in the Lord, that they want to serve the Lord, but they're not giving Him the obedience that He requires. Walking in faith and having the right relationship with God and walking in the Spirit requires obedience.
Yeah, amen.
All throughout the Bible, you see the people that walked in obedience, God blessed them. The people that walked in disobedience, they suffered.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus talked about this when He was here on earth, when His followers, they listened to His teachings. They recognized who He was. But when it came to doing, putting foot to the ground, when it came to following in His ways, they said, whoa, some of this is too hard. And they turned back.
Mm.
And Jesus said to them, you know, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me.
That's what He said, amen.
Obedience is key to our walking with the Lord. You see, there are many people that want the Savior, but they do not want the Lordship over their life. They want the cross, but not the sacrifice that comes with it. They want the resurrection, but they don't want the dying to self that it requires.
Right.
They want the peace of God, but are unwilling to give Him the obedience He commands.
Mm.
So today I ask you, will you die to your flesh today? Will you do your will instead of His?
Mm.
When you die to the flesh, when you walk in the Spirit and you serve God and you do something for the kingdom, it has eternal benefits.
Yes.
God calls all of us to be a servant.
Yes.
All of us. We went out yesterday preaching, door knocking. The guy, me and Brother John, knocked on his door. He said, so what role do you have in the church? I said, well, I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I'm the third string preacher. I said, but all of us are preachers.
Amen.
Every single one of us that's accepted the gospel. Because
yeah.
Mark 16:15, Jesus told his disciples, go out and preach the gospel to every creature. So every person that's saved has a responsibility to go out and tell somebody else.
Yeah.
You don't have to have all the words. All you have to do is tell somebody what God's done for you.
Amen.
You will never, outside of giving them the gospel, which is God's word, which is what we are required to do, you will never have a better information to give them than your own testimony of what God's done in your life. Because it's your testimony.
Yeah.
When they see the work that He's done in you, actions speak louder than words. You heard that before? Well, when someone sees it, hey, this person's not like they used to be. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we're afraid to go up and talk to somebody.
Mm.
We're afraid of what others may think of us. God said He did not give us the spirit of fear. Don't be afraid. Be proud.
Amen.
You're serving the Most High. What an honor it is that God would allow us to work for Him.
Amen.
You know, maybe there's some of you here today that are struggling with dying to your flesh. I struggle with that.
Yes,
I need help in that area. Every day I have to make a choice. And I don't always get it right.
Mm, you need it.
But I keep getting up. I keep trying.
Praise the Lord.
I go back and seek God.
Yes.
I ask Him to help me.
Yes.
And the Bible says that He will. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll help you. He promises He'll help you. So if you need help in that area or you need victory in some other area of your life, why don't you come down to this altar today?
Amen.
Why don't you come down here and humble yourself before God?
Amen.
Come down here, ask Him to help you, and He will. He will help you. He promises He will. He
yeah.
promises He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Right, right.
He promises that He will be with us, that He goes before us.
Mm.
In Psalms 46, verse 1, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He wants to help you.
Yes, praise the Lord.
He's willing to help you. So if you would, don't put it off any longer.
Amen.
You're not promised tomorrow. Nowhere in this book does it say that you're promised tomorrow.
Right, right.
Dying to our flesh, walking in the Spirit, and being obedient to God, that's what He'll bless. That's
Amen.
What we need to do every day. We need to make a constant effort to do that. And He'll bless that.
Yes, He will.
So if you're struggling in any area, you come down here to this altar.
Amen.
And if you haven't accepted Jesus as Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the first thing you have to do.
Amen.
Because until,
Amen.
Until you do that, you're not going to get the help. But He extends His hand of mercy and grace. When He went to that cross, to Calvary, He climbed up that hill, laid Himself down on the cross for everyone. He won't turn anybody away.
Praise the Lord.
You soften your heart. You come to this
Amen.
Altar. You ask Him to save you, He'll save you.
Amen.
You ask Him to help you, He'll help you.
Amen.
Will you do that? Let's stand for prayer.